Hello.
Oh, hi, Rochelle.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good.
Good.
Thanks for calling.
Of course. Yeah, I was just following up. I noticed that you were having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Yes. Yeah, I have a good friend that has his own company here in Des Moines who does this, and I've known him for like 12 years through our church, and he's able to explain to me a lot of things, and I just feel more comfortable going with him, and he's here, and what he's going to do for me as a friend. So.
Okay. So
yeah.
I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature and in the voice verification recording that we have on file, the $398 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's just because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. You know, we've done the call tracking number and the verification and the Facebook ads. So one suggestion that I could give to you, if I may, only because I've been doing this for 12 years and I've come across this situation tons of times in the past where someone has a friend or a relative that offers to do it for them, and then sometimes the ball gets dropped on it and it never gets done. And the reason being is, in order to get Refresh and Restore on the first page of Google, it's not just a quick, you know, verify the business and you're published and all of a sudden you're front and center on the first page. It takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations in order to get a business ranked there. So I know your friend is really good at what they do and that they, you know, obviously, you know, want to help you out. But in the long run, it's going to cost them a lot more than $9 a day, which is what your subscription is, in just their time spent in doing that. You know, even if they spent an hour a day, it would, you know, cost them more. But this is going to take a lot more programming than that. So
yeah, I understand that. And I am paying him, and he's not necessarily, I am paying him to do it, and he does all of those things. I just feel like he explained everything really well as to what we're going to do, and I understood more about what the situation was, so I just feel more comfortable going with him, and it's not going to be free, and it's not cheap either, so I get that.
I see.
But
well,
I
then
just
that actually makes me
him.
Feel better, you know, because sometimes when you deal with someone that's doing it as a favor, they mean well, but the idea gets on the back burner, you know what I mean? Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, he has a very successful business in it, and I trust, and he was able to walk me through all the pieces very well about what we'll be doing, so I'm not worried about that.
Got it. Okay. So I want to give you one option. If you want to cancel the program, I'll do it. But since you already paid, what I'm thinking is I could also give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to get Refresh and Restore Home Services plenty of time to get on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new business. That way you can see the magnitude of what this is going to do for your business. And then come March 7th, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if you decide, hey, I still want to just use my friend, I don't want Local Splash, of course you can call back and you can cancel and there wouldn't be any further charges. But my main thing is to get you some bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I would agree with that. But what, let's say I hired him right away. Would that be like a conflict? Would he be in, like, I don't want you guys in mess doing things and him trying to do things at the same time. Would that be a concern?
That is a concern.
Google?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. If you add us as a manager, which you already did on the 26th, and then you go in and you add him as a manager, it's not necessarily a conflict, but let's say because we have a premier partnership with Google that a new algorithm update comes along that he's unaware of because he doesn't have a premier partnership, then what happens is we might go in and do an update on it, and he might see, oh, Local Splash didn't update, so I'm going to unravel it, and then that ends up hurting your rankings, right?
Yeah,
so that's
right.
The
that's
only
what I was
thing
worried
that,
about.
Yeah, and that's exactly the case.
I think I'm just going to have to eat the $400. I just should have talked to him sooner. I had an appointment with him for a few weeks, so this was bad timing and me jumping the gun, not knowing what I was getting into.
Really? But, so you already had an appointment with him when you signed up, huh? You just weren't sure that he was doing the same type of service?
Well, I just don't know anything about SEO at all. And so I didn't know for sure what you were offering versus what he does. And so I was just really confused. So it's more my mistake and my just lack of understanding of all of this. But then when
you
I
know
thought,
one
when
thing,
I talked to him, mm-hmm. yeah.
No. One thing you can do if you like is your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. And most people that do SEO services don't do any Facebook advertising because that's an added expense. But also because we have a premier partnership with Google allows us to bundle our service with the Facebook ads. So if
okay.
you wanted to, I could still give you
okay.
the extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. But
okay.
come March 7th, you would just pay for Facebook ads as a standalone product. That's $100 a month. And then that way, what he's doing and what we're doing wouldn't conflict on Google because we would back off on that optimization and just start running Facebook ads for you exclusively.
Yeah, I think I'll wait on that just because I don't know the extent, because we talked about Facebook too and some other things. So I don't want to, again, pay for something and then find out I'm going to get it from him as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to commit to that right now until mm-hmm. I understand more about what we're going to be doing together and that sort of thing. So,
well, I want to explain to you real quickly how the Facebook ads work. Is we've already sent that $100 to Facebook to start running the ads for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, what happens is once we're added to the Facebook page and the ads start running, is those ads start running every single morning in all of your designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
once people start clicking on it, money comes out of that budget. So let's say, for example, it's 25 cents a click, and then you have, $100 in there. After 400 people click on it, the ads stop, and then the next
okay.
month you replenish the budget and you get another, $100 worth of Facebook ads. So whether he's going to do work on your Facebook or not, this wouldn't be duplicating anything with him because this is a set budget that goes directly to Facebook. So you get
okay.
to use that budget regardless of what he's doing for you. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the only reason I suggest it is you've already paid for that, and the Facebook ads are going to kick in any day now. So, why not, take advantage of that and at least use, the rest of the money that you spent there. And then come
yeah.
March 7th, if you want to continue, that's great. We'll convert it to just the ads. If you don't want to continue, no problem. You can just call me and you won't even have to worry about that renewing. But, that's
okay.
just a way for you to kind of get a little bit more value out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Okay. And so let's say I want to go ahead and use the $100 worth. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But is it definitely March 7th that I call you by to get it canceled if I don't want to continue?
Yeah, all we say is 3 business days prior, so I would say maybe by the
okay.
4th of March, and then
okay.
you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. But I'm pretty confident
okay.
that you'll probably love the Facebook ads. Most people do, because the
okay.
benefit of the Facebook ads is twofold. Number one, you can target them wherever you like, because the Google
mm-hmm.
business page, and your friend will tell you this, it's tied into your business address in Waukee. So, rather than just getting
yeah.
calls from there, we can,
yeah.
target them in certain areas for you without you having an address. So people love that.
Okay.
The second thing
okay.
is that they get up and running a lot quicker. So,
okay.
we say in 2 weeks, but in reality, they get up and running even faster than that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's just keep that running. But I'm trying to think what to do. I guess
mm-hmm.
I can just trying to decide what if I should just keep the account and then just have him start after the 7th, just to get out what I did.
I think that's a great idea. That way, that way you know for sure when client calls are coming in that there are the results of local splash, and then you can kind of measure our service with his, because in March 7th, if that portion falls off and we just start doing the Facebook ads, you'll still be able to see on your dashboard if the, you know, activity dips down quite a bit. You'll say, okay, maybe he's not as good as he's promising to be, you know, or maybe, you know, hopefully it continues to be strong, and then, you know, you don't have to worry about it. Then you're like, okay, I made a good move in just going with Facebook ads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got it. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so is this the number that I can call you directly?
I'll text it to you. It's just the same number that you called earlier, but rather than pushing option one, you would just put my extension in directly, which is 777, and then it rings to my desk. So I'll text it to you just so that you have it, and then I'll make the couple of adjustments on the billing, one to push out to March 7th, second to change it to just Facebook ads. So if you decide to keep it that way, you don't have to do anything. You only have to call us if you decide to cancel the Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we have a good game plan.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay,
and
you
have a really profitable year either way. I always enjoy talking to you, Rochelle. Take care now.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.